Now, say if a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I must have.
Well, out of bed.
I did that one time when I was a little kid in Tuscaloosa. Fell on top of a bunk bed on top of my father, down in three beds stacked up.
Yeah.
And you scared him to death.
Fell
on his stomach.
Yeah.
The things that you would put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road, you'd call those shoes. Okay? The parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto would be called what? The game that you would play with them is called?
Horseback riding?
Well, it's the game that you would play with those metal things you'd put on the horse.
Oh, pitching horse shoes, yeah.
Okay. In terms of sheep, what would you call a male sheep?
Ram.
And for female sheep?
Ewe.
What are sheep normally raised for?
Wool. And of course, food to them.
Right. I've got an awful lot of that in England, isn't there?
Yeah, I imagine.
The name of the hog that you breed with a sow, what do you call him?
Boar.
What do you call a male that's been altered?
Bar.
How big must a pig get to be called a shoat?
60 to 75 pounds, I guess. 60 pounds, I guess, would be about 60 to 75.
Okay. A little one, when it is first born, is called.
Is it? Okay.
And when it's a little older, is it called?
Pig.
Okay. When they're fully grown, they're called.
Hog.
Okay. What is an unbred female called?
Yep.
What do they have on their backs? The stiff hairs on
the front. Oh, bristles.
Okay. These big teeth a hog has.
Tush. I don't know how you spell that either. Tush.
T-U-S-H and T-U-S-K. Tush.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay. Now, the thing that you put the food in for a hog would be called a what? Now, if you had a pig and didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to do with it?
Castrate.
Noise made by a calf when it's being weaned.
Bawling.
Okay. Now, and a cow, during feeding time, makes a real gentle noise. And it's a cow is going... a horse also can make a gentle noise, and that's a...
Nicker.
You have a hen setting on a nest of eggs, and you call that hen a...
Hey, yeah.
In terms of chickens also, the place where the chicken live is called a...
Roof.
Still, in relation to chickens, what do you call that larger piece of chicken... let's start again. When you eat a chicken, what is the part of the chicken that children like to have so that they can pull it apart and see how it will breed?
Bully bone.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, such as the liver and the heart and the gizzard?
Yeah. Liver.
You might call those chicken...
Innards.
Okay. What's the inside part of a pig or a calf that you eat?
Well, the liver and the... some people eat the heart and they make chickens from the small intestines of a hog, and I believe they make a chitlin, I don't think it's called chitlin, though, from a calf, small intestine. And I forget the name of
that. Okay, what's the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage into?
That's it. Part of the